We hear this all the time.
There are so many updates and tons of community work happening. It's hard to keep up. How do I follow it all?
Here is your answer. Listen to the Gutenberg Changelog. Hello and welcome to our sixth episode of the Gutenberg Changelog. I'm Birgit Pauli Haag, curator at the Gutenberg Times, and I'm here with my co-host, Mark Urain, designer at Automattic and core contributor to WordPress. How are you today, Mark? Did you bring anything from the Grand Meetup that you can share just among friends?
Yeah, that Grand Meetup was a week-long event in Orlando, Florida. Not far from you, if I'm right, although you weren't there in Florida at the time. But yeah, lots of people, lots of keynote speakers that engaged the audience and taught some very interesting concepts. There were classes. I took a React class, a security class, really good stuff. And it was a great opportunity to bond with my fellow colleagues and get to know everybody on a more personal level. So how have you been, Birgit?
Well, I'm still high from participating in WordCamp New York City. I just can't get enough of the city. And what did I learn at the WordCamp? Oh, so much. I didn't do much WordCamp speaking this year, so it felt really fantastic to interact with the attendees also as a speaker. My talk was about WordPress for nonprofits. So nothing to do with Gutenberg, except on the fringes of it. But I had great conversations with various community organizers, and they have ideas on how to use technology to get information out, freelancers working with nonprofits and their woes, and then nonprofit leaders who try to make the best with the limited funds that they have.
That's great. I want to keep an eye out for that talk on WordPress TV.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll let you know when it's up there. So the New York City co-organizer said it's between 30 and 60 days, so it might take another 2 months to get them up there. And then I also would recommend looking up Beth Soderbergh's talk. She walked us through her process making her own starter theme Gutenberg ready. She had some great insights in her decision making for the changes, and she ended up modifying considerably the Gutenberg starter theme. So her talk was called How I Rebuilt My Base Theme for Gutenberg. And then there was John Ekman, CEO of TenUp, and he shared some of the work of the agencies that they have been doing. And he mentioned a few third-party plugins, like the Atomic Blocks, the CoBlocks, Stackable, the ultimate add-ons for Gutenberg, and then the fairly new plugin called Kyoken Blocks. And we put both slide decks from John and Beth into the show notes, and keep your eye on WordPress TV talks of them. They're certainly very, very interesting. And then one of the sponsors at WordCamp New York City had gave out t-shirts, kind of, I survived Gutenberg. It was really funny. Every time I passed by their table, I had to giggle inappropriately. So. So a full recap would probably take us into the next three episodes, but I just want to stop here and give a big shout out to the lead organizer, Mervin Hernandez, and his merry band of co-organizers, volunteers, fellow speakers, and sponsors. So thank you all for your hard work in the community and the warm welcome you had for all the attendees. It was really a great event.
How cool. That sounds like a fun event. I will have to make a trip out there someday. I do love New York City myself for visiting. But
Yeah, for visiting. It's really cool. And we went out over to Roosevelt Island. And on the way back, we took the tram, the gondola tram over the river to kind of really travel into the high rises of the night. It was almost out of the science fiction movies. I have a video of that on Twitter somewhere, and it was quite interesting to see.
Well, Birgit, we don't have any listener questions, but we did receive our first review on iTunes.
Yay!
So Radio Salon wrote that They say, great info and updates, great podcasts, informative and detailed Gutenberg team updates and what's happening throughout the Gutenberg community. Provides places to add your own contribution as well and ask questions to be answered by hosts in the episodes. YouTube and show notes, great. They give us 5 stars. Woo!
Woo-hoo. Thank you, Radio Salon.
Yes, we appreciate taking the time to leave a review. And who knows, listeners, your review might be next. Stop on over and leave us some stars.
iTunes, yes. Under our community contribution, I wanted to point out a new plugin. It's Kyoken Blocks. It's available in the WordPress repository, and John Ekman actually mentioned it also in his talk. It's built by Onur Ostaskirian. I might butcher his last name. Sorry, Onur. And he introduced some block layout patterns called design templates and other interesting approaches to the Gutenberg blocks. So check it out. I definitely will check it out over the weekend and see what we can do with it.
Yeah, but so design templates, you know, as we've mentioned before, those were some things Core was starting to look at. And I know we have an issue on GitHub about these block patterns or block layouts. And we're going to be keep moving forward on this. So I'm sure we can learn a thing or two from Anur as well in that plugin. But we also have another community plugin called Mighty Blocks. It's on the WordPress.org plugin directory as well. There's some really interesting things they're trying and experimenting with, and the way that they're handling some user controls. They've got background controls for gradients and images, border and shadow controls. They've got typography controls and spacing controls for margins and padding, even some responsive controls for the blocks, and text selection color and background color. So a really good variety of detail that Core just hasn't offered yet. So this plugin is really, really nicely done.
If I understood it correctly, that the plugin author actually modifies or enhances default blocks.
Yes.
So they're not new blocks that are going to be in your directory. Yeah.
Yeah, these are just more detailed controls for the user. Really cool.
Good. Oh, nice new things to play with over the weekend and check them out. Yes. So, but this week, Gutenberg 6.5 was released on Wednesday. It's also the version that will be merged into Core for the 5.3 release in six weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 6 weeks. Oh my God. The first beta version of WordPress 5.3 is expected actually on Monday, September 23rd. That's just for the plugin and theme authors who have to test and update the products so their products work well in the Core version. This release notes, again, has about 72 line items of changes. And I want to start with the new features. Mark, what do they bring?
Yeah, but before we jump into the features, I wanted to point out as well that there for WordPress 5.3 coming up, there will be, I believe, 11 Gutenberg plugin releases going into that, getting merged into Core. So Gutenberg has had 11 releases since 5.2. All these great features and enhancements and wonderful things are going to be included into Core now and really give people who are just opening up WordPress for the first time a beautiful experience. But yeah, let's jump into features of 6.5, Gutenberg 6.5. So we've got, there's a new social block, which is really cool. This has been a long-standing requested item, a block that you can share your social media links in. The designer and developers did some really good work there and really explored on a way in which inner blocks can be horizontally aligned with each other and how to interact with them. So it's a little bit of a little different pattern, design pattern there. And I think ultimately, you know, we could really pull over some of these ideas into the navigation block as we're continuing as well. Let's see, there's support for border radius changes in the button block.
Yay.
Yeah, right? That's cool.
Well, my designer here on PolySystems says, you want round colors? Round colors are out.
Corners.
Sorry, not colors, corners. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
So there's support for adding a caption to the gallery block now. That's really cool. And even support for local auto saves. Birgit, what do you have to say about that one?
Well, I totally love that local storage. means that your content is saved in the browser. So when your internet connection gives out while you're at a conference or airports, you're not losing all of it. So it saved me quite a bit recently. And so it was really cool. And also for the social links, I tested them and they work very well. And I also had the idea, okay, if you have a team page or a speaker page or something like that, you can use the social links as well, not only for your own profile links, but also for other people's profile links. So that's really awesome. We also have a few enhancements that, so individual blocks and features receive constant smaller and bigger enhancements. So again, this time the gallery block image controls now play nice with the block mover handles. And there's also some enhancement on the block mover itself. And then padding around the inserter between the blocks was reduced, so there is not that much white space anymore. And the block manager has been enhanced by ignoring giant blocks, so they are not crowding your block management there. And a lot of people have been waiting for the alignment controls for a heading block to come into the block toolbar, because that's where they are for every other block. And for the heading, they were in the sidebar only, and now they're also in the block toolbar. So that's really cool. That finally landed.
Yeah, that's a big part of what we do, is really try to narrow down on consistency between these blocks. You know, speaking of which, I was going through and creating some HTML of all these blocks so that we can show them in the inserter panel, help panel. Mm-hmm. And I was discovering that a lot of the blocks that included an image component didn't allow you to insert the image with a URL. The image block allows that, but like if on the media text block, it doesn't give you the option to insert the image with a URL. And so some of these inconsistencies we kind of need to dial in on, but really good enhancements. A couple of the other ones were like, this is under enhancements, but Birgit, this one like hits me to the core right here. We disabled the click-through behavior on the desktop. And this was a little feature that was added to Gutenberg probably a couple releases ago. And it was the process by which if you had a block, parent block with many nested blocks, you'd have to click once, you'd click the parent block, click again, it clicks the inner block, click again, it clicks the inner block of that one, and you kind of clicked through your way into the content. The cool thing about that feature was that you were able to click the parent block really easily and move it around or do anything you wanted to. But the downside was that you couldn't get to the content as quickly as you wanted to. And in cases where blocks are really being used for layout, there's blocks nested inside of blocks, and that was kind of becoming cumbersome. So we reverted or kind of removed it again from this release so that it doesn't get merged into core. Mm-hmm. And I know Johan and Cal and a few others are kind of exploring a different pattern in which to kind of interact with these blocks, which is really good. So it's still being worked on. Then there was also an improved design to the block movers in general. We just kind of tweaked that a little bit, made it look a little better.
Yeah, and the block movers haven't been in Gutenberg for that long. So I'm glad that we have some improved design there and that can go into core with a very solid ground there and not as experimental as it does is now in the core version. Of course, this release also includes a ton of bug fixes for the rich text component, for the block toolbar, significant accessibility and left to right fixes, and also then fixes to the classic block, and then also to the handling of reusable blocks. So that's all gets better and improvements there. There are, I just mentioned 6 or 7, and there are 21 more bug fixes in there that I don't want to list them all. Yeah, there are. because I wanted to also to talk a little bit about these experiments, what is in there?
Yeah, so we've got about 4 various experiments in this, and we add a one-click search and install blocks from the block directory into the inserter. So basically the underlining ability for this is there, and you can actually turn this on in that experiments page in the plugin, I believe. So really cool feature that you can open up the inserter, and if you can't find a block or there is no core block that that meets the need that you need, you can do a search, like say a slider block or something. And if there's a slider block in the block directory, it'll show up and you'll be able to just install it straight from the inserter right into your page. You don't need to go to the plugin page. You don't need to search for this in the plugin directory. It's just all right inside of Gutenberg now. And we're going to make that a part of core soon, probably next release, and really bring it to the forefront. Go on.
Yeah, the whole block directory, we did 2 weeks ago, or maybe even 3 weeks ago, and we did a whole live Q&A with the builders of the block directory. Wow. And that was with Mel Joyce, Alex Shields, and CK Lee, yeah, where you also can see additional demonstrations on what the future will look like in the whole thing. But the one-click search and install blocks and the inserter, that's just a part of it. But it's, of course, the main part of it, and putting it in the experiments so people can actually test it and iterate on and the contributors iterate on it before the rest of it kind of comes together. Yeah.
Then we also have, we've been refactoring the navigation block to be more dynamic, and that's coming along nicely. There's some good direction on that. There's a block navigator. A block navigator has kind of been proposed or implemented into the navigation block as well. So you'll kind of be able to use this navigate or this block navigator. Some of these terms are getting very very confusing, but the block navigator, which will be like a drop down that shows an outline of your menu, and you'll be able to jump through it and click on different parts of it and move things around there. So that's a really cool feature or experiment. And there's also the customizer block based widgets and the experimental widget screen. If you turn those on, you can start fooling around with blocks within the widget areas, basically, is what it is. Yeah, so that brings us then to the APIs, Birgit.
Yeah, and the API changes are more for plugin developers and give them more flexibility or for various features to disable and enable items in the sidebar and around the blocks. And there were some, so the pre-published panel and the post-published panel support now the icon properties from the register plugin attributes. So there's no duplication in code anymore. It also gives a chance to actually lock the autosave that we just saw with a local storage that is locked, and also disable the drop zone for media placeholders and disable the post status settings panel as and your plugin editor. Your plugin developer kind of needs to do this for an editorial process. Now there are the APIs available for that. So that's a great work. And then, and then we come to the various section.
Yeah, I love the name of this one. That's so funny. Yeah, there were various improvements, 14 of them actually. Some of which include upgrading the React and React DOM to 16.9. Switch the local environment to an environment based on the core setup. So that's kind of a cool feature there. So you can have a local environment set up of Gutenberg running that you could test, review PRs, and it's based on core. There's also refactoring the loading animation to rely on the animate component. And you'll see a lot of this keep moving in that direction as we introduce more components and become more componentized. This is definitely where Gutenberg is going, and hoping to push WordPress towards that as well.
Yeah, there were some experiments in some of the Gutenberg blocks with the animation in it. I think the moving animation.
Yeah.
So those who haven't installed the Gutenberg plugin will be very happy that they actually can now really control those moving and kind of see where things land when they move them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah. Yeah. So experimenting with the animation is quite interesting. We also had two big announcements just before the grand meetup. One of them was posted by Matthias Ventura about the block areas and defining counter block areas. This is what everyone has been waiting for. It's the prototype into full site editing. So Matthias Ventura is a co-lead on Gutenberg, and he gives us a very detailed glimpse into the possible future of the block editor. Well, WordPress, really, once the blocks bust out of the limits of the post and the pages and go sidewide. So we have, the link in the show notes, but read up about the block areas. Matthias put in a nice demo video of some mockups, how this is going to work with the navigation bar, with the, okay, is this an editing of the page or is it an editing of content, how to distinguish that. And so read more about and start thinking about a new WordPress site building experience and what it means for you as a plugin author or theme developer. So it's your weekend reading, but yeah. It was very enlightening. Yeah.
Really good stuff, Ed. There's a lot of community discussion going on about that. So it's great to brush up on what the future holds.
Yeah, I need to go back to the article. I read Matthias' article when it came out, but I did not go back and read all the comments that were made afterwards. So that it's kind of another dive into the WordPress community things and brain. Yeah. It's always an interesting experience, say the least, because there are also some very proud people there. Oh, brilliant, not proud, brilliant people. All right.
Brilliant. And yes.
Yeah, brilliant. So the second announcement was
2020.
Yes.
Yeah. 2020, the new default theme coming out with WordPress 5.3. Being built by Anders Noreen, Carolina Nymark, and Ian Bellinger. And I'm sure I pronounced someone's name wrong in that, but there's been some recent mockups that were posted on the Make Core blog and a lot of active development happening on it right now. And if you're looking to find out more about it, drop in on the Slack channel Core Themes. That's where a lot of conversation is happening on the weekly meetings and talking about the theme and what needs to be done, how we can keep pushing it forward, and where contributors are needed. So yeah, those are the big announcements this week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to testing the theme as well, and maybe use it even at the Gutenberg Times, where I have been using the 2019 since it came out. And see how that works out. So, dear listeners, this is the end of our show today. Share this episode with your friends and co-workers and whoever you want to talk about that. If you want, it would really help us to get the word out to post a review on iTunes, because that's still, although there are other podcast apps out there, but that's still the biggest directory. And as always, the show notes will be published on gutenbergtimes.com/podcast. And if you have questions and suggestions or news that you want us to include, send them to changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. That's changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. So thank you so much for listening. I wish you all the good week next week. And until the next time.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. Keep your eye out for the next Gutenberg design update as well. That's coming today pretty soon.
All right. Yes. Yeah. So goodbye. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.